AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. SUVs, tacos, and avocados. Just a few of the items that will get pricier if the president imposes a 5% tax on all goods coming into the U.S. from Mexico, as he has said he will.
The move is designed to pressure Mexico to do more to stem the flow of Central American migrants trying to enter the United States. Trump made the announcement by tweet while flying back to Washington from Colorado, where he spoke at the U.S. Air Force Academy commencement. Trump tweeted that the percentage of the tariff will gradually increase until the illegal immigration problem is remedied. The decision could compromise the not yet ratified United States-Mexico-Canada trade agreement. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Mexico's president says his people don't deserve this. Wall Street's reacting, too. The Dow was down more than 300 points a few minutes ago. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's been talking to Jimmy Kimmel about impeaching the president and why she thinks Democrats need to tread carefully on that ground.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi still isn't ready to impeach President Trump. While outside groups, plus many fellow Democrats, say it's time, Pelosi continues to promise the House will methodically pursue its investigations of Trump wherever they lead.
He knows what his violations have been.
Telling ABC's Jimmy Kimmel,
"We're on a path to gain information. The public deserves to know the truth.
Yes.
The facts."
For his part, the president says impeachment is a dirty, filthy, disgusting word, adding the courts would never allow it. Matt Small, Washington.
A judge in St. Louis is deciding whether to grant an order that would allow Missouri's only abortion clinic to stay open beyond today. The state cited concerns about patient safety and legal violations in pulling the clinic's license. Planned Parenthood, which runs the clinic, says Missouri is weaponizing the licensing process. This is AP Radio News. We're still spending money, but not as much as we have been.
The Commerce Department says consumer spending increased 0.3% in April. That follows a 1.1% surge in March that was the largest increase in nearly a decade. Spending on durable goods such as cars dropped last month, but Americans spent more on food, clothing, and services. The slowing growth in spending came despite a jump in personal income growth of 0.5%. Income gains had been lagging so far this year. Meantime, inflation at the consumer level rose to 1.5% compared with a year ago. That's still below the Federal Reserve's target of 2%. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The biotech firm called Grail says its experimental blood test has been able to detect many types of cancer at an early stage. The test detected 55% of known cancers and gave false alarms for only 1%. The detection rate was much higher for a dozen cancers that account for nearly two-thirds of cancer deaths. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.